Hello, I'm calling to find out some information. My name is Richard Trapp. I'm with People's Temple Church. There was apparently something about our church on a news broadcast on Friday night, mm-hmm. and I wanted to see if I could check with your news director to get some more information.
The switchboard didn't open on the weekend. Mm-hmm. Give a call back Monday after 9 o'clock and you can find that out.
Okay. Who would I ask for at that time?
I have no idea. Just tell them what you want to know, and they'll figure it out from there.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And, another banker that was being written, and I don't know who else, Douglas L. Mobley. By the way, tell all the people down there, like Jake and I am now taking notes. I'm not trusting my memory. So I give an assignment. I want to report that day on what the hell has been done. A lot of people are taking advantage of me of that. They know my memory. And it isn't all that bad, really, because it'll do a revival 2 or 3 days later on what's been done with this. But I'm taking notes now. Shit, I'm taking notes so I can look at my own work assignment and see that it's being followed up. I think that might just tell him, Trop, but even everyone, Harriet, the whole bunch of them, I told her to mention it, but you tell them, will you?
Okay.
Because there's a lot of shit, man, that doesn't get done. I don't know if they just forget it. I think everybody's going to have to do, as you have, I think, for some time, carried a memo pad. We ought not to go out without a memo pad. And I'd like, if they would, to give me one that I can chain around my neck. I might tell Maria that if I could get one that would just chain right around my neck.
Okay.
With a little pencil on. Because we can't trust memory anymore. It's too big a deal. I've always tried to keep my memory alive, but I think we're overpressured.
Loretta's good. Okay.
I'm just going to check it every now and then. I've heard some crazy
damn it.
Answers.
Now, see, that's what they do.
God
damn it. Is that right? Yeah, she got it, I guess.
What's going on in that department down there? Nobody there but you?
Here?
No, I'm just talking. I'm on another line. I'd like that. I don't like that kind of situation. Well, it seems to me that counting needs to be pushing ahead. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. I just wondered, fucking accounting department, nobody over there but Loretta. That accounting department, nobody over there but Loretta.
And then Tish is always making a case of how all those desks are used up before she fought us to beat hell to get one of the desks out of there for Randolph in here.
Yeah, well.
She said they're all used.
Yeah, I'm sure they all. She ran her little bailiwick. Did anyone call Maher with my, I don't know, they assigned it to you, so you may not know. There was a call, if you could check around, sleuth around. Maher was to be called with a special story saying something. That we got his notice and we called saying, would anyone do in my place? Because I had already had a month and a half old engagement in Los Angeles to speak at several different meetings, and I never got a return call from him as to whether anyone else could have gone to his swearing in.
Oh, Bill Maher? Never got a hold of him. I called to These numbers that they're giving me.
Okay. What did you do? What?
Pardon?
Well, go ahead.
I said that I called before then, and I was left a message on my desk to call, and I never got an answer at this number.
Well, I called too. So you tell them I left a message and they didn't return it. I just want him to know I didn't ignore his swearing in. So you called, I called. That means that two of us, because I called and wanted to see if anybody else could be sent in on my stead.
He knows we.
The injustice is that we see the birds in the dark. Filipino, who killed the sword, the Japanese, who worked in the land of America, building railroads and building communities, working on the law that their injustice was also a threat of justice everywhere. Japanese people in concentration camp, that is a threat. The injustices meted out to brown Americans, the Latinos in America, who saw themselves losing that which they had acquired in America, losing the strength and the power they had.
accept this award in Rod Maroon as a captain in the San Francisco Police Department.
If it were not for the farm workers, we would not be as a people where we are today. The United Farm Workers, under the leadership of Cesar Chavez, with the support of millions of people, have now brought to the fields the struggles of not only Latino, Chicano people, but the struggles of all laborers who are not paid equal wages, the struggles of all people who have to till the soil of the earth so that something can take place in the lives of the nation of America and their own lives. I am most proud to present this time, an award to the United Farm Workers of America, AFL-CIO, and Mike Lyons will receive it. Dolores Rickard is not being here, but Matt Lyons is the executive director of the board of the AFL-CIO.
Publisher, editor of the Sun Reporter Metro Group, president of the
the National Publishers Association, and this is also an observance to the 150th anniversary of the National Publishers Association, for your leadership and contributions to local, national, and international communities, and for your tireless struggle to achieve freedom for the poor and oppressed, liberation from war and poverty, empowerment for the black press, true participatory democracy. To the man who lives the words, the truth will set you free. Walk that walk and talk that talk. And love that love, see the way of this life and end.
That's all right.
Will destroy the world rather than lose their power.
That's so true.